Good evening, class. Find your seats, find your seats. Thank you for coming back to Night School Horror. I'm going to take a quick attendance real quick. Let's see. Got a Matt, Mr. Malave. Do we have a Matt here? No Matt? All right. Guess he's going to be marked as absent. Do we have a Tommy James?
Present.
All right. Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you,
Well, we
Professor.
have a fun time for you tonight. It
Yes.
is spooky season,
Indeed.
getting ready for Halloween, some of our favorite times of the year. And we are going to be talking about haunted houses and scare events, all of the fun, good horror that you crave. So I'm just going to jump right into it, Tommy. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, Professor. Not too bad. I had to come to this class. Obviously, I am currently the only person in this class because everyone else is scared, right? They're scared to be here. And I myself, I'll let you know right now, not a fan of haunted houses. Not a fan. Not a fan. I don't like going into places where I don't have control. I don't like people touching me. I don't like people jumping out in front of me, because I'm very willing to punch, and I don't want to be kicked out of events for it. But I will say this: I have been to multiple haunted houses. I have been to a very big event in Orlando, Florida. Of course, Halloween Horror Nights. I've been there. I've dabbed myself in there. It, like I said, I don't. If you gave me the option to do it, I'm probably going to say no. But if it's just a good time and, you know, there's a lot of people going, I'd probably be like, fuck it. All right, I'll do it. So I'll have a good time. But yeah, everybody was scared. I'm here, though. I'm here to talk about these.
Well, Tommy, I got to give you all the props and the brownie points because even if you don't like them, you still showed up today. You are still the brave soul that decided to tread into this house tonight. So thank you. I'm just going to start off. Do you have a specific favorite event that you've been to? I know you said you've only been to Halloween Horror Nights and a couple small things, but was there one that stuck out to you?
So when it comes to that, honestly, the small ones that I've been to were like, when I mean tiny, I mean tiny, tiny. I mean like at a theme park that I went to in Jersey, there was like a little Halloween town, quote unquote town that they had, and it was like a little haunted house. But nobody popped up on you. It was just like, you know, scary sounds, little things behind walls, like it, nobody, no scare actors or anything. So when I think of my favorite event, I have to jump to Halloween Horror Nights because it's the biggest event I've ever been to. And I went in 2010, so that was 20 years of fear. So I was there. I thought, like, this is going to be a big one. And we went there. Mr. A-Town, actually from Second Rounds, also went with me. He's another big, you know, he's not a big fan of horror. So it was actually a pretty good time. I thought that it was going to be way. Everybody was making fun of me because they were thinking like I was going to be very scared, and how like they're like, "Ha ha, we're going to get Tom, and he's going to go in there, and they're going to scare him and stuff." Turns out nobody actually went after me. They tried to pop up, do those little pop-ups in my faces, but I didn't react to it. So I guess the scare actors were like, "Okay, obviously that's don't." He's not the person we need to deal with. They went after Mr. A-Town, though, because woo, he got scared a couple of times. So I know when they see that, they're like, we're gonna get you. And the houses that we went to, that nothing was like IP address type of houses. It was mostly their own houses that they created on their own, which from my understanding was like when it was better. You know, once you put the IP address into it, you take away a lot of the fear. So this one is like their own creativeness to it. And I had a pretty good time just walking around. You know, when we get into a little more detail, there was one house that caught me off guard, and I gave it a lot of, I walked out laughing because I was like, fucking, it caught me. Like I think I'm like the horror guru here, and I can pick and choose when they're gonna pop out. And most of the time I'm correct, except at that last one, and it got me pretty good.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad that you mentioned Halloween Horror Nights too, especially the 20 Years of Fear. That was one of the best years for them to go. And Halloween Horror Nights happens to be my favorite event. So out of all of the ones I've done, I've been to Hallow Scream, Halloween Horror Nights, I've done some Haunted Trails. I'm getting into some new ones just because of the area that I'm in. But Halloween Horror Nights has stuck out for me for years and years. I remember going all the way back in like 2007 when they had like the three icons of fear. They had Freddy, they had Jason, they had Leatherface. That is what started it all for haunted houses. It was such a big piece for me that I'm like, I need more of this and I need to keep going. And Halloween Horror Nights has yet to disappoint me. Yeah, there's some houses that are like kind of iffy, but we'll get into that later. But it's never been a disappointment. The scare zones are always great. And if not exactly what you had mentioned, some of them are just funny. You still have a good time, whether they're scary or funny. So it was
I
great.
kind of like when they keep it funny. Like, you know, when they're just having a good time. I think that's what it is. When they're having a good time, I feel like I'm happy. If you're just out there to be like, "Hey, we're going to try to scare the shit out of you," and then it gets corny 'cause you know, there, like when we get a little more detailed, there was one house where someone popped out. I knew they were there because the way Halloween Horror Nights works, or at least with the houses, is you're walking in a line. You're with a group. It's a whole, everybody online is going in together. Just, you know, they're letting you go with your group and stuff. So you can see ahead of you and you can see if something pops out and you're like, well, I know that person's going to pop out. So when they pop out, you're just like, hello there. Like I had somebody literally get in my face and they're like, ah, and I went, ah, roses. And I made the person crack.
Oh my God.
Yes, I made the person crack because they just went and they backed up. And I looked and I was like, aha, I got you. I got you. You know, but it didn't scare me because one, I saw them standing there. It was like a zombie get-in, I think they called it. And the girl was just standing there. I actually thought she was one of the workers because, you know, they have the actual workers of Universal pointing which way to go. And like, no, you got to make the turn here. Oh, okay, thank you. And you go. I thought it was a worker until she got in my face. And I was like, ah, roses, you know. And then I made her crack a little bit. So she backed up fast. But regardless, that takes away the scare. If I can see what's coming, it is what it is, you know. I know you pop out. Hey, I knew you were there, motherfucker. Like, so those
I'm
little
sure
moments.
She had just as great of a time doing that as you did. You know?
I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did.
If you can make them laugh, like it's a give and take. They take the scare or the laughter and they use that. Mm-hmm. So again, if you see somebody in line that gets scared and you are not the person to scare, they gauge on that. So they can kind of gauge in a party who is the one best to get that reaction from.
Get them. Like, that's the one we want. They saw somebody like Alex, and, you know, Alex is a big black dude, and he's tall.
Oh, yeah.
And he's you know, he's a tall guy. He's got muscles to him. And they're probably thinking, like, no, that's not the guy we go after because that guy is going to kill us. And then one of the chainsaw guys pulled off the chainsaw behind him, and he fucking jumped like a fucking child. And they were like, ooh, get him. Get him now. Like, now we know he's a scaredy cat. And they just...
He's the one.
They went after him, and I'm laughing, and there was a little Chucky, and he doesn't like Chucky. And I told the little Chucky, because Chucky came after me, and he was just like, rah! And I was just like, no, no, no. You see that guy over there? He's afraid of you. Go get him. And then he's like, rah! And then he walks over, and he just takes a little plastic knife, and he pokes him in the leg. And he goes, ah, and he took off. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm having so much fun just watching everybody else get scared right now.
And that's the whole point of it. It's just to have fun. It doesn't matter if you get scared or not. The whole point is to just have fun.
Yeah.
So out of all of the ones that you have done before, do you have a favorite house or a favorite scare zone or just a favorite event that you like to go to?
So my favorite house, it brings me back to the Halloween Horror Nights that I went to, and it was, hold on, I got it on my little thing over here. I want to get, because I want to say that Havoc. It was called Havoc Dogs of War, and so it was pretty much. Wait, maybe I can actually give the breakdown of it of what the story was. Let's check here.
If you got it, give me it.
It is. They have a. On Logride, it actually has the official description. And it was Shadow Creek's Super Soldier program is a success, but the side effects have turned these dogs of war into raging killing machines. So that was the little description for it. So whenever we go into the house, and again, you're walking in a line. You know, I'm all the way in the back. Usually, for some reason, they put me in the back. And it was me in the back, and then the girl I was currently dating was in the front. Alex is in front of her, and our other friend is in front of Alex. And we're walking, and we're walking. And, they're done, and not really doing anything to me, not really affecting me. And then there's this, like, big hole in the wall, kind of like in Mario, where they have, like, you know, the pipe. And you're supposed to make a left turn there. So we're walking, we make a left turn. Now, keep in mind, the girl I was dating was in front of me. So she goes to make the left turn, and the dude pops up. And he's like, rah! But she doesn't see him because she's facing this way. But I saw him. So I looked at him. I look at her. She's still, you know, because, again, it's slow. You're walking. You're literally following a line. So you're just walking nice and slow. You're not really moving fast. So I tap her on the shoulder. And she goes, what? And I turn around and point at him, and she looks, and he goes, bah! And then she takes off. Like, she's just, ah! And then just starts getting out of there. And I look at the guy, and I'm just like, nice. And he just looks and gives me a thumbs up, and I'm like, all right, cool, man. And then he goes back in his little hut. So that one, the Havoc one, was a great one because of that sort of experience. But the one that I mentioned before, there was one that actually got me. And let me bring it up again, because I have them all here. I believe it was, which one was it? Okay, it was called, Scare Zone. I'm looking for Maze. Here it is, Legendary Truth, the Wyandotte Estate. I believe that was the one that I went into. Now, this one is where it actually caught me. Again, we're walking through it. Everything was fine and dandy, no issues. They had this one person that was in a chair, but it didn't look like that. And then they would stand up and they would kind of go at you. That was great. Ooh. They didn't get me, though, because, again, you saw it. You saw it from a mile away. So you're like, I know you're going to stand up. And I know even Alex is sitting there. I know you're there. I know you're there, motherfucker. Like, he was sitting there doing that. But it was at the end. At the end, they had body bags swinging, okay? Bunch of body bags swinging back and forth. And I'm looking, and I'm like, okay, I'm not a fool. I know that there's somebody in one of those body bags, and they're going to pop up. The question is it left or is it right? So I'm like thinking, I'm like, okay, so what's the best way to do this? As I walk through it, I'm going to keep looking different ways until eventually something pops up and I just go, nah, I knew you were there. You didn't really catch me that well. Well, as I'm going through, it's a pretty decent walk to get through it. It's not just like one or two. I would say it's about a good 15 body bags are swinging in the walkway. So as we're going, walk. I'm looking, nothing's popping up. Now I'm right at the door to exit. And I look to the right and I'm like, what the fuck? Nothing was there. Then I turn to the left, and this fucking dude opens the bag, and he's just, rah, and it comes, like, because it swings, so it comes right by your face. And I went, whoa, and then I got out, and I was I was like, yeah, I was like, that was good, because my mind went this way, and then I was like, what, you know, you get comfy, where you're like, oh.
You were expecting, like, something else, or yeah, expecting a different area, and I'm like, they get you.
And I was like, oh, I guess nothing is popping up. And I was like, whoa! And I walked out, and I was like, that was good. I was like, he fucking got me. And that was it made me laugh. I was that's when you get like that, oh, you caught me, you know, because you go into these things. Most people do it too. They go into these haunted houses and they think they can determine what's going to happen. I know where you're hiding. But when you get caught not realizing that I was looking left, right, when I should have been looking left, because if I was looking left, it wouldn't have worked on me, because I would see the bag coming, right? And then I'm like, I expect something there. So when he pops up, I would have been like, hello. But because I looked right, and nothing happened, and then I looked left thinking, oh shit, that's it. Boom. Oh, no, I don't like you. Like, that was my favorite house, because that's the only house that actually got me to go, nice, good job.
I love that. And you're right. You're absolutely right. It all depends on what you're expecting, where you're looking. It's more jump scare than anything. So if you're expecting it and you're looking directly at it, it's not going to scare you. Unless you're one of those people.
True.
So one of my favorite houses was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre house. This was back in 2007, and it was so great to me because not only does it have all the chainsaws going off everywhere, and a lot of people are afraid of chainsaws, or even just the sound is so loud
Sound.
and jarring that you just run away from it. But there was somebody in my group that could stare directly at Leatherface and say, "I know you're there," but the minute they ripped that chainsaw, they booked it. They just ran. It did not matter if they saw it coming or not. They were terrified. They ran. But that house was so great and so ingrained in my memory because of the element of surprise that they had with it. You understand that Leatherface just pops out of anywhere. And like even in the movies, it was jarring just to see him appear. They utilized every aspect of that and did so well of recreating what they saw from cinema into the house. They had the ending is probably the best. So as you're going through the house, you see the silhouette of Leatherface back and forth down a long hallway, and then you see the stairs that lead up. He appears at the top of the steps, and you think, "Oh shit, like gotta go forward." The minute you go forward, there's nothing. It's quiet. You're like, "He's not chasing us. I think we're okay." Like it's nothing. Okay, they're just doing it to shock us. The minute you walk down, turn a corner where it's dark as shit, a little window pops down and he's right there with the chainsaw. So you're focused on what's behind you, and in front of you see nothing. So you go, "Something's here," but you're not sure. But then he's there. So it got me in such a way that I was laughing by it. Because when I get scared, I don't necessarily scream, but my chest will get tight. I'll freeze. I
Freeze.
have that fight, flight, or freeze aspect, and I freeze, so I just stand there and stare at you.
Hello.
Sometimes I'll jump, but it was just a lot of fun at that point. Like I left laughing. And at the end, the best part is you see all the sheets hanging up where it looks like somebody had hung out their laundry to dry. You see all the sheets hanging up, and you see his silhouette passing back and forth, and you say, "I know he's here. I know he's in here somewhere." But you're looking at all the silhouettes. It distracts you from what's right in front of you. You're expecting him to come up on the side. The minute you pass the sheets, he's right there. He revs that chainsaw, and you fucking book it out of the house.
Yes.
It was perfect. That one got a
Yes.
lot of scares.
Yeah, that one would definitely get me too, because again, it's that same concept, the same mindset, like I mentioned, like you were saying, of where you think you know. You're like, I know you're there, you son of a bitch. I know you're gonna pop up and you're not gonna get me. And then all of a sudden, boom, oh, now. And then you take off and you're out of there.
It is just you trying to figure out what you think you know versus what's actually about to happen.
Right.
It's you trying to pinpoint everything about the house and pick it apart. That way it's no longer scary. Like you're the ultimate being that could walk through there and say, "I wasn't scared. It wasn't scary." But then when it catches you off guard, it's just fun. It's a great rush where you're like, "Okay, this isn't scary, but it's fun." Some people get really, really scared. There were some crying children running out of there, but that's on the parents for taking their children, their very small children,
Why
into a
would you
house like
take
that.
a
But
child?
it's meant to be fun, scary fun.
Right. But still, why would you take your child to this? This is not something that a child, I mean, I know they make it very clear too, like sure if you want. Like they're telling you don't do it. They're like, it's probably not best. If you want to do it, fucking do it. But you know, I guess it depends, like if your kid is really into horror, like for some weird reason they're just like, yeah, I like this shit. I like to get scared, I like to get bounced off, you know, like that. But I think I would wait until you're a teenager. I think I'd wait till you're 13, 14, where I'd be like, okay, if you like this stuff, why don't you give it a shot, you know? But I'm not gonna take a 10-year-old there. That's unless I want to laugh. But then I'm
So,
just a bad
I
person.
mean, that might be the point. Like there's parents that will take babies and strollers there while they're enjoying. The baby has no idea what's happening, but I'm like, that just seems off to me. But
Yeah.
you know, as long as the kid is having fun and they're not crying and screaming and just having an awful experience where they're just completely shutting down in the middle of this event, you know,
Laying
it's
on the
fine.
floor, just I can't get out of there. Because the scare actors are like, okay, I guess I'm gonna have to go fuck with you now. Like, I don't see a scare actor truly feeling bad, because it's like, well, now you're in my domain.
Right. But it again plays on that. It needs to be fun for everyone aspect, not just for the adults. Mm-hmm. But in accordance to that, do you think there's a best age or just a best time to introduce a child to that sort of thing?
To introduce them to a haunted house?
Yes.
I think the best time to introduce a child to the to a haunted house is probably 7. But remember, there are different kind of haunted houses, not Halloween Horror Night houses like the one I mentioned in Jersey. I took Christian in there, and it's a simple one. There's no scare actors. It's just, you know, thunder and lightning, little flashes. Oh, it's Dracula. It's a bat. Like little stuff like that. I think that's a good way. And I think around like 6 or 7 years old, where they could still get a little scared. You know, you get a little jumpy because it's, and you'll know at that moment if they like that shit or not. Because if they're crying, then you're like, okay, this is probably, maybe we need to wait a little bit longer. But if you're like going in like, whoa, oh yeah, that was great, that was fun, like then you can introduce movies to them. Then you can start with, like, we're going to start with some scary movies, or Christian watched like Stranger Things, like little things like that. You know, he's watched Alien. He watched the 1990s version of It, and then he tried watching the remake of It, and it didn't work out well for him because he got scared. And it's like, okay, fine, pick and choose what's your, where your limitation is. So I think haunted houses, 6 or 7 years old, but that's the really tiny miniature ones that aren't really boo, you know. But then when it gets to like HHN or the ones in Busch Gardens and all that stuff, probably 13. Like I said, teenager, I think you can maybe take the beating, you know, take people jumping out. You'll get scared. But I think in the long run, you'll still have a good time. And I think that, like you said, it's supposed to be about fun. That's where fun is at that point. Because plus you think you're a tough guy at that age. Oh, I know it'll scare me. Boom. Ow. And that's fine.
Right. That's when you start to get into the mindset of like, well, I know where they're going to be because I've watched horror films before. Like, you know, I'll just gauge my reaction on my parents' reaction. Like if you're staring at your parent, you know, you're going to react the way they react.
Right.
But yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Have there been any houses that scared you enough to gauge like a genuine reaction? Like not just, I'm having fun with this, but one that actually put fear into you a little bit.
Yeah. When I was, cause my parents were kind of assholes. There was this, let's see where, how old was I? I had to be 5. I think it was 5 years old. And there was this place in Queens, and it was a whole block. Okay. It was a big block of a bunch of houses. And what they would do is they would have people dressed up as these, like Freddy, Jason, Leatherface, Chucky, and you would park your car and you would hang out. And I was like 4 or 5 or something. And I remember this because I picture it. We were chilling by the car and they had the characters come and they would go and they would try to scare you. And Chucky scared the shit out of me. And I wasn't happy about that. And that to me, my parents were just, they were all just hanging out and stuff. And I'm just like a little kid. And, you know, these fucking characters from movies that I've never seen before at this point in life have now jumped in front of me and they see I'm a kid and they're just like, ha ha, because they don't touch you. There's no, you know, there's no actual haunted house. It's like a haunted block in a sense. You know, you drive down like the block and you get to see all the houses, but you can park and come out of your car and like watch the characters. You get candy and stuff, and that was always a good time. But that, I would say, was a genuine scare because I was young. As I got older, the scares didn't really, not in houses, because I chose if I was going in or not, and most of the time I chose not to go in. So the other genuine scare is the one I mentioned before with the swinging body bags. That was a genuine scare. That caught me. It got me good. But I was also laughing because I was like, that was really good. That you actually got me. So I actually still, I'll never forget that one. That was great job. I wish I could meet the person that was in that body bag because great job. You caught me off balance.
That sounds like a great time. I mean, even as a child, like that, it's funny that your parents would take you to something like that just to scare the crap out of you.
Yeah, they didn't really care.
It's what parents do.
You got to be willing to do it. You got to have a good time with it. And that's how I feel like with, you know, I guess I was a little chicken shit when I was a little kid, though, because the little things used to scare me. Like, I don't know if you remember this. They had a Huey, Louie, and Dewey Happy Halloween movie.
Yes.
Okay, good. You remember this. Okay. So I watched it when I was a little kid. Now, if you remember, they used to sing the one song, "You Better," and it was like they were singing the song like trick or treat for Halloween, like that. And at the end of it, there's a jump scare. At the end, it's the pumpkin. The pumpkin pops up and he goes, "Boo." That thing made me cry my eyes out as a kid. Like my, my dad would probably tell you I was still crying at 14, but I wasn't. But I remember as a kid, that thing, it always caught me. So, but they would, they'd pop that shit in there and be like, "It's Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and Donald." And you're like, you know, and then he would be like, "Aqua Donald." And you're watching it and you're like, "This is great." And then boo. And you're like, "Oh." Yeah, my parents had no problem trying to getting a little scare out of me. But I guess it worked out because I like horror. You know, there's some things I could pick and choose. Like I said, paranormal's not my favorite, but I've also gone to church. So I was informed about the demonics and the demons and possession. And you're like, "I don't want to fuck with that. I don't want to mess with that." But otherwise, I'm just having a great time with it.
That's great. As far as scary houses gauging genuine reactions, I mean, it varies from house to house. Because there has been a lot of houses that I do remember, bringing it back again to 2007, the golden year. I went into the Nightmare on Elm Street house. It was everything I wanted because, again, it's my favorite horror film. Anyone who knows me knows this. And I thought, oh, it would be so great to see Freddy in real life. You know, seeing him on the screen was great. And as a kid, I'm not really sure what I was thinking, because seeing a monster on screen is very different than seeing the monster in front of you. But I'm still thinking, you know, this is great. I'm going to see Freddy. You know, he's going to be there. Like, why would anybody want to meet Freddy in person? I don't know. I definitely wouldn't want to now. Like, I wouldn't ever want to see him in real life. But going through that house, they set it up so perfectly that it was just based on the first movie, the OG A Nightmare on Elm Street. And the jump scares that they had were they had Freddy pop out from the ceiling. And this is not something that happens in a lot of horror and haunted houses. You can get them on the side, you get them behind you, you get them in front of you. A higher standard. But I actively compare it to every other house I've ever been in. Because as you're walking down, you think it's over. You go, finally, you know, you've been through the house, it terrified you. And then Freddy drops from the ceiling. You see his whole torso come through and his claws slash at you. Ooh. From above.
Yeah.
And that gave me the genuine feeling, the pit in my stomach of, I'm about to die.
Very nice.
So that one holds a high standard for me. And again, it depends on the house, but a lot of them are just fun for me. They're not necessarily scary.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I will jump at a couple jump scares just because, I wasn't expecting you to be there.
Loud sounds.
Oh, some air blew across your ankles.
Yeah, loud sounds. That's the thing with jump scares.
Oh, yeah. Loud sounds, flashing lights. Have you ever been in a house where they had the air compressors that blow past your ankles or like on your arm?
Mm-hmm. On the neck.
I got it on
the neck. Yeah, I think what it was the wall that was there. They had little cracks in them and they would stand there with the air compressor and they would press it and it would just on your neck and you'd be like, stop it. Stop that. Like, you know, like these people are touching me and I don't like people touching me. I know it's, I don't know if they're, I don't know if they're going, like, I don't know if they're doing that. What if they're right there and they're blowing on your neck? I will punch somebody if they even think of doing that.
Like you would right, be, they're just whispering in your ear and
death
blowing out the back of your
head. No, you are dying. There is a haunted house that does that. That they freaking, they put you in a chair and they tie you up. And then my friend went on it. And you get a shot of JMO before you go in. You have to sign a waiver. And they stick you in there and they pretty much torture you. And if you get out, though, the deal is if you get out, you get free tickets next year. So you get to go for free the next time. And they put him in a chair, and there's a safe word. There's also rules. Like, if it tells you to crawl, you have to crawl. If it tells you to run, you have to run. If it tells you to, what is it? What is it? You can't curse. If you curse, everything stops, and you have to get out. You are obviously allowed to scream. You are allowed to laugh. You are not allowed
I'd fail immediately.
You are not allowed to talk to them either. You can't have a, you can't sit there and be like, hey, like they don't, they want you to keep quiet and they want you to just scream, laugh. But if you curse, it's immediately out. And what they did was they strapped them to a chair. They tie you up real quick. The lights go on. You see people standing, the lights go off, and then they licked his neck and they whisper in your ear and all that stuff. And I was like, see, that's nasty. No one's licking necks, okay, you freak. Like, you, are you out of your, this person's sweat, has to be sweating. They were waiting online, they're scared, so they're going to immediately sweat, and you just licked their neck? You're gross. You're nasty. My friend did not get out, by the way. He ended up cursing or something, and the lights come back on, and then the worker comes out and goes, all right, man, come on, and they send you out to, like, the exit. Like, there's obviously multiple exits you can get out of. But, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm
all right. Yeah, no, I don't think I would ever do a house where I would have to sign a waiver, only because it's kind of like an all bets thing. And that's not necessarily terrifying. It can be, but it's disgusting. Like, the minute you mention that somebody is licking my neck, I don't know you. I don't even see you. Mm-hmm. It's just a gross feeling. Mm-hmm. Please don't. Mm-hmm. I draw the line where they're able to touch. I don't mind if it's like, oh, a prop that grazes, you know, the back of your ankle or like your arm. That's a prop. That's an extension of you. But the minute I feel somebody else's skin touch me when I'm going through a house, that is where I draw the line.
Yeah,
it is unacceptable to me.
No,
keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself.
It's creepy. And I agree with you when you say somebody's going down. I'm going to fight someone.
Yeah.
That's going to be an actual haunted house. Their corpse will haunt that body.
That's a fact. You want to see scary? Touch me. Like, that would be the thing. You want to see scary? Go ahead. Touch me and see what happens. Because, yeah, I'll jump because you touched me. But if you're there, you better watch out because it's going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight and there's no reason. You did not sign up for this. You did not sign up for a fight right now. So I know they expect maybe somebody will take a swing. I mean, I've never been a scare actor, but I do feel like you have to kind of someone in the back of your head be like, I might scare somebody to the point they take a swing. So, you know, I guess that's why you pick and choose. Like, oh, I don't know if I want to go after that person. They look like they might hurt me.
I feel like you'd have to be prepared for that if you're signing a waiver for people to come in and you scare them or touch them. Like, I really need to sit down with a scare actor and have an interview with them at some point because I need to know some of these things.
Oh, sure.
Because that just hasn't happened to me in my life.
Yeah, but, I agree. I'd love to talk to a scare actor and ask that. That'd be my main question. Are you afraid someone's going to punch you in the face?
Like, yeah, and I feel like they get that a lot, but I would still like to know.
I
need to just take a poll of how many scare actors have actually been touched or hit or punched. Because I know at Halloween Horror Nights, if you touch the scare actors, like if you are the one going through the house and you touch the scare actors, you get removed.
Removed from the house?
You are not allowed to touch them. They are not allowed to touch you.
Right, right.
You get removed from the house. And if it's to a worse extent, you get removed from the park and you are denied re-entry.
Ah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So.
Stuck.
It depends.
Stuck kicking people. Get fuck off!
In that case, can you imagine you're working the house and somebody just comes up and starts touching your face with all that makeup on?
No.
You know, makeup artist dared to take the time to put on you for hours and hours before getting into this house.
Like, what do you think?
You're essentially ruining it for everyone.
Like, okay, let's say if somebody does go and they touch you in the face, would it be worse though, is if you're trying to scare somebody and they front kick you in the face. So, like they do like a running side kick. They jump in the air like Bruce Lee and just what? Pah! Like you're like, oh fuck. I didn't, he kicked me in the fucking chest. Like, I think that'd be a great story to tell, though. Like, don't put a martial artist in a scare house and be like, you can do whatever you want.
Okay. You know, but now I kind of want to see it.
Yes, I would watch it. You threw it out there,
and I want to see
Jason Statham in a haunted house. Make that movie.
I want a haunted house movie featuring martial arts.
With Jason Statham.
Yes.
It has to be Jason Statham and The Rock.
Jet Li in the same room as a haunted house.
And The Rock.
It would be hilarious.
I would want to see that. I'd want to see, actually.
I feel like it would be one of those.
It would be a great kind of comedic
haunted house movies.
Oh, it would be fantastic. We might be able to write this too. We can call it Haunted House. It'll have Jason Statham, Jet Li, The Rock, and Kevin Hart. Because Kevin Hart's got to be the scream runaway kind of guy as The Rock is punching people. And Jason Statham and Jet Li are just like sidekicking everybody. You need the comedic relief. And it's got to be Kevin Hart because he'll just scream like a little girl and take off running. Plus, he's tiny. And The Rock is there to protect him. It would be great. I would watch it every day.
Well, you know, we just wrote this half script. We have a solid idea. I think if we write the script and
we put it
get
out
on
there.
Twitter and start tweeting at these celebs, maybe it'll happen.
It's possible. The Rock does probably need something to do with himself right now, even though there is a writer strike. So yeah, I think we could do it. I think Jason Statham in a horror movie in a haunted house kicking people would be fantastic.
I think the hardest part about that would get people on board with being kicked by them.
It's Jason Statham.
Hey, do you want to sign up to be kicked in the face by Jason Statham?
Yes, I would. I'm perfectly fine with that. That's who's kicking me? Jason right. Statham's kicking me? All right, that's fine. That's fine.
You're my first scare actor then.
I'm going to be like, what am I going to be? What am I going to be? Am I going to be a clown? Am I going to be a scary clown? And Jason Statham just like punches me in the throat or something, or he punches me in the red nose and the nose explodes. Like, it'd be phenomenal.
I think we have a solid script here.
I think you got
it. But gauging on the side of scare actors, I know you said you've never been a scare actor, but Would you ever consider doing it?
No.
No?
No.
Not at all?
No, because number one, I would be stuck in the house. I know I'm this guy that's got, I would freak myself out. Okay, here's the problem, all right? I have a very vivid imagination, and my imagination runs wild on me. I don't like the dark either. If you stuck me in a dark room, I'll freak out. Like, I will literally lose my shit because I don't like the dark. Okay, I've never liked the dark. So if you stuck me in a haunted house, and even though I'm the scare actor, the second I'm waiting, I'd be freaking out. Like, I'd be sitting there and be like, it's dark in here. I don't know. Because then I start playing mind games with myself where I'm like, somebody else is going to pop up. They're going to scare me. And then I'm going to try to scare this guy. And this guy's going to be actually the it's, and then I start thinking it's a prank. And then somebody's playing a prank on me where they're going to actually scare me. And my brain's too crazy. I can't do it. I'm not doing it.
That's so funny to me. It's like a little overthinking when it comes to being a scare actor.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to do it.
You know, I would like to see that too. Have a scare actor hired, and then a group comes through, and the group scares the scare actor.
Yes. I would be the scare actor that gets scared of people because I would go, I'm like, okay, like, I know it's timed. Like, they got to time it, or they got to wait to every fifth person. And one, two, and then I'd go back, and then I'm like, one, two, and maybe I'll go too early and then nobody will be there. And I'm like, and then I'll get scared because like one of my scare actor friends jumped out and then I'll get scared. And that's why I can't do it. And I won't do it. And I'm not doing it. It's not happening.
See, I think that would be hilarious.
Yeah. For you, I'm sitting there dressed up as fucking Leatherface in the corner being like, I can't do this.
But I've actually been a scare actor and helped build a couple haunted houses.
Oh.
And it is not as bad as you think. And there seems to be this sort of rush for scaring people. So back in college, I was part of a pop culture group. And our biggest event of the year was the haunted house. People would come all over from the school, even bring their family and friends just to see this haunted house. And it was up to me that I just got thrown into this club as the president to get the haunted house up and running. So I had to draw the plan. I had to come up with the theme, and I had to get votes on which theme to do. And then I had to go around high locations. Like, it was a whole production. And I remember saying, well, yeah, I have to oversee everything. So I'm going to be one of the scare actors at the front of the house so I could see who's coming in and I could radio and let people know, hey, you know, here's people coming. So they know exactly where to jump and where not to. And there's just something so satisfying of when people come up to you and you're standing so still, even if you get those people that say, oh, I know she's going to jump out at us. And you do it anyway, and they still jump. Mm. They still get scared. Mm-hmm. It is a thrill in itself to be a scare actor. Like, you'd think that you'd be afraid, but there's multiple places that you can stand. You don't have to be in the dark. The only issue is if you're susceptible to seizures with the strobe lights, and I put you in a strobe light room.
Nah, not I wouldn't great, be able to do that. But
it's
not
fun to pick who you want to be in the house.
Or I just don't do it, and that's it. I just don't do it.
It's always an option.
That is my option. I don't have multiple options. But I have my
if
option.
If you could create your own haunted house. Mm. Well, yeah.
I can create one.
Your own haunted house. Oh, what theme would you do?
Here's my brain. That's what my brain would be. Like, I would be. Like, you know how, like, The Weeknd had his house last year?
Yes.
Okay, I really wanted to go into it because I really like The Weeknd. I just thought it would be, like, not scary. I'm thinking, like, they're playing The Weeknd's music, and I'm kind of jamming as I'm, like, walking around, like, do-do-do-do-do-do, and people popping up, and I'm just like, yeah, I love this song, and then, like, that. But I always say this, I probably should have gotten to film when I was in college because I could come up with some random shit, but I would be able to create an amazing house, but it would be my brain of what happens when the lights go off. Like, it would be just fucked up shit. Okay, like, all bad shit. But if I had to, like, create, let's say, an IP house, right, I'll take something that already exists and create a house of it, I would do Jaws. Like, the ride, and it's just a horror version of it, which it's already horror, but can you imagine, like, a scary boat ride, like, with a shark at nighttime? That'd be fucking awesome.
I would love to see that. And I need you to tell me, what would you do differently than the ride? Because the ride, I'm sure you know this already being a huge Jaws fan, but the ride was so good to me that it killed me when they removed it.
Me too. I was very upset about it.
So what aspect would you change to make it scary?
Well,
because it was more thrilling to me.
It's scary. Well, have you ever gone on it at nighttime?
Yes.
Okay. At nighttime, it could get pretty freaky. Like, the only thing is if you've been on it before, like, you know, like, I know where he's going to pop up. I know where this is going to happen. And remember, it's an animatronic. So it's,
that's exactly where I came from, though.
You know, it's that, but that's my favorite. And I feel like that ride, it has to be done only at night. It has to be done with the boat houses utilized more. There should be another boat involved in it, and I think the boat needs to get taken down because the whole focus is a shark. You can't add other stuff to it. I think he needs to jump up really high, kind of like in Jaws 3 and Jaws The Revenge. He needs to be up there because you got to be able to see that thing. Now, at nighttime, that thing's going to fucking get you. Okay, that thing's going to scare the shit out of you, so It's you're pretty much taking the ride, because the ride, again, it's thrilling, you know, for people that aren't used to it, they'll get scared when he pops up. But I feel like if it's at night and you're utilizing the boathouse a little bit more, it should be a little bigger. Maybe you can change the story a little bit more instead of just being like, welcome to an Amityville boat tour. Like, you can turn it into something a little bit differently. Personally, if you really want to get fucking crazy, you can make it a walking tour and it's under the water, like kind of like in aquariums and type of shit like that. And you can have them, like, come popping up here and pop up there, maybe come over it to the ceiling. You can have it where, I mean, obviously, we, you know, this is if everybody's got a million billions of dollars, and it's like a tube going through the water where you can have the shark look like it's coming up to hit you, because like the iconic poster where he's coming up, you can see an animatronic going up. I mean, it's dark, so you're not gonna, all you're gonna see is when it gets close, it probably scare the shit out of you, it's coming to your feet. But again, that's like, you know, that's obviously stretching to a point where like it's, that would never happen, but that would be fucking amazing if it did. Or like maybe a water slide, you know, like you could do this in like in a water park kind of thing, start them in like a tube. Then they got to do a water slide where the sharks are coming. Like, oh man, you could go to town on that. Another one I would do though, which is actually haunted house related, is the strangers. I would do The Strangers.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Because that movie is one of my favorite horror movies. It's one of my favorite home invasion movies, because it's not many jump scares. It's simple. Can you just imagine just walking and just somebody just walks by? And they got to do it right. Like, you got to stick them in a house. You know, that's how it has to be played off. I think like it's more like a, maybe like a game kind of thing where it's like, if they catch you, then you're out. Like, you know, who can survive? Oh, that'd be really cool. Actually, like stick somebody in a house and like, who do you think you can survive a horror movie or like a home invasion? Well, if they grab you, then, you know, maybe you die, like you're dead and they take you out. And out of all you and your friends, who can actually survive? And The Strangers would be the best way to do it, because those fuckers come out of nowhere and they're human. They're just normal people. They're just really good. They're really quick. So I would really like to see The Strangers. And I know they're redoing it, so there's a possibility maybe we could get a Stranger's house.
It is a good possibility. We could get a Stranger's house. It sounds like something that Halloween Horror Nights would do.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I would love to see a Jaws ride, just more themed towards the horror, exactly as you said. Have you ever been to the aquariums that have the fake broken glass effect, where they have like a big bull shark come and charge at the glass, and then it's showing that it's like, oh, it's shattered, but it's not actually shattered. Mm-hmm. I feel like we could utilize a lot of those in your Jaws house.
Sure.
And it would be super fun and terrifying for those that are afraid of sharks.
You could, to even think about with the Jaws one though, the house, and I said quote unquote house, could be the orca.
Like, yeah.
That's the house. The house is the orca. It's obviously bigger, but each and every turn is a different part of the orca. The chum bucket problem, where you have a scare actor doing the chum. And, you know, these are all screens. These are all green screens and shit. And he's throwing the chum, and then rah, and the shark comes. It doesn't grab him, but maybe it does grab him. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be iconically set with the movie. You can have people getting killed by the shark left and right. You can have the floor light up and glow as if it's water. And you can scare the shit out of people like that. Because a few things, like we've mentioned before, is people are afraid of sharks and people are afraid of the unknown. And the water has the unknown. So you can open that up there. So it's not a house, it's a boat. And it's a big boat. It's, you know, obviously they'll treat it like the boat. You have the skyline and shit. You can make it dark with stars up there. Like, yeah, you could do some shit if you wanted to with that.
Glass bottom boat tours featuring Jaws.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
That'd be rad.
That'd be insane. You just gotta hope that the animatronic doesn't hit the boat, because then it turns into real life fear.
I think the bottom would be reserved for like the breaking glass screen and screens versus the animatronic around the boat. That way, the animatronic isn't under the boat at all.
Yeah,
just to maintain wear and tear.
And they'll scare people because you'll know something's there.
Oh yeah,
that shit's scary.
Trust me, if I'm on a glass boat tour and I see a shark charging up at me and the glass breaks, I'm pissing myself.
Oh sure,
I don't care.
Sure, you're gonna be like, ah, guys, we gotta move, and you can't move that fast because it's you're walking and stuff, and you're like, guys, we have to move, no, we can't go nowhere, and you're on a boat, and I wouldn't put the rocking involved, because if you do that, people might get sick, and you don't want people throwing up and shit.
Nah, maybe a rock once, but you know,
it hits the boat, and you kind of get
a great idea for a haunted attraction.
I'm gonna do it. And Jason Statham's in it too.
Is he the one giving you the instructions at the beginning?
Yes. Oh my God, that'd be phenomenal. There's Jason Statham here. There's a shark outside. You have to get past the shark. And don't worry, if he comes in to you, punch the shark right in his eye. You're like, yeah. Or you can have LL Cool J do it in Deep Blue Sea. You can have LL Cool J be there. And he's the one telling you how to escape. That'd be great.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it'd be great.
But yeah, exactly what you said about the strangers being a house at Halloween Horror Nights. I think that is a good possibility, especially with the remake that they're making. Mm-hmm. And I have thought about this every year of me going to all these events like Hello Scream and Halloween Horror Nights and comparing the two and trying to figure out what I would like to see as a house. And it's so difficult to choose because there are so many good movies that come out if you want an IP. You're building one from the ground up. I always find that they have sort of the same themes every year, just to a different extent. Like you're always going to have a zombie house, or you're always going to have like a wilderness house. But the one that I was thinking the most on was possession movies, because you get like The Exorcist house, but I've seen The Exorcist house like two or three times already. I've seen it done differently. I've seen the OG Exorcist house. I've seen Exorcist Believer, the new one this year at Halloween Horror Nights. I've seen Possession at Hello Scream, but none of them really do anything different than the other ones. Mm. They all kind of sit on the same platform. I would love a Possession house that takes it to a different level. And not to say that any of these are bad. I actually give props to the one at Halloween Horror Nights this year for Exorcist Believer, because it actually did get me to jump and run a little bit and have a genuine action.
Oh.
But I would like to see more from it. At a time, it's predictable.
Okay. But what now if you had to... Now that's, I hate possession movies because that's, again, it's also repetitive and whatnot. But if you had to create your own possession house, like how would you do it? I think I have my own vision of what I would want to do, but like, how would you do it? What would be the main, what would be the story?
I think the story would be, since we all know children and possession are like one of the being possessed. But what I like about certain possession movies that lead into haunted houses is that instead of it being, oh, well, they, you know, weren't baptized or they don't have a faith, is someone that's so devoted to the religion and still becoming possessed to kind of show that, like, you're not safe no matter what you do. So I would have a, like, a very religious child, very religious upbringing. They don't doubt at all. The storyline would show them, you know, in church at one point in the beginning, showing like, oh yeah, no, they do what they're supposed to, essentially. But eventually they start getting that little tick in the back of their brain that just says something isn't right. And you see them become fully possessed by the middle of the house, and then see all of the gruesome things that they do as you go along until you reach the very last room that just shows them completely deranged.
Ah.
Like, you see people trying to help, a priest come in, try to help, nothing. You see the parents, you know, essentially get massacred. Nothing can save this child. And then at the end, it's just complete chaos.
Right. That would be, before you leave. Yeah, that would be a pretty good one. I like that because you're getting like from the beginning to the end. You're utilizing the fact that somebody does have faith, you know, because usually in possession films, they go after you because you don't, or you're questioning faith. So it's easy. It's easier because, you know, if it's like, I believe, it's not going to affect me because I believe this is real. I believe this is going to help me. I would do it personally. If it was up to me, I would do it on the inside of the possession.
Ooh.
No one's ever, at least I know, I've not seen this, but nobody's ever really thought of or done this before. When the child, and again, I stick to the child, that makes the most sense, stick to the child. When the child is possessed, we know they're still there. Because they are. They are. The demon at points allows the child to come out and speak and, like, help me, you know, all that type of shit. I would like to do a house, let's say, where we see where the child is now in its own body. This demon Ooh. Has taken over this child's body and is doing shit. But this child's not in, like, fucking limbo right now. This child's in some hell type of, you know, they're scared too. They're scared. So there's got, and the demons technically, because now you're two souls sharing a body. So you got to think the demons, in order to make the kid, the kid can take back its own body, or whoever gets possessed can take back its own body, but they have to fight to get there. So it's kind of like Insidious in a sense, where they go through the doors and all that stuff. But like, what is that child going through? We never find out when, even when the child comes out, if eventually, if they get exercised, they never actually touch and say, hey, what was going on with you? Because you technically can't, you see everything, you know, it's like in Get Out, like that whole, like that world that they fall into, the abyss or whatever, the forbidden. I'd like to see that, the inside of a possession. What that child is going through. I mean, think about it. You're walking through the house and you have like, there's a little girl, because usually it's they go after the girl. So you'll have the girl like kind of guiding you through this house, which is technically her brain now that she's got to fight through in order to be able to be exercised. And you see demons everywhere, fire, things that scared her as a child. The parents are dying or some shit. And you have little windows where that's her eyes and you're seeing somebody just stabbing somebody, you know, you're all that type of shit. So I think that'd be kind of cool, like to be in the possession, inside the possession.
That's a very interesting perspective to see. Like, I feel like I would want a movie like that. That house would be based off the movie. But now I want that movie. I mean, want a movie of just the little girl battling her essentially true inner demon for her body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's possible to get. I told you if you let my brain run wild, I could come up with some shit. I really should have gotten to film, but it I could. That'd be fucking awesome, and it's psychological too. That's the other thing. Like, it's horror, but it's psychological because this is someone's brain. You are fighting your own inner, as you even said, inner demon. But it turns out it's a real demon. And that's what The Exorcist could have actually been about. If they actually believe it, they could have really pushed that to where that's actually the concept of the movie, where it's like, what was actually going on with her? She's getting all possessed. But she comes out from time to time. The girl's there. She still talks. But then the demon's like, no, motherfucker, pull back. So you're fighting. You know, I'm trying to get out of here. But they're like, nope. You're not getting nowhere. I'm allowing you to speak. That's really what that is. I'm letting you talk. But I think it'd be great to see that. It could be on a movie. It'd be in a haunted house where if you could do it right and you write the story, and that's what makes the best haunted houses, is if there's a story to it. Yeah, you could create some shit.
I think that's a great concept. I mean, just as a movie, but as a haunted house solo route like that, that would be actually terrifying. I think psychological horror is one of those horrors that is terrifying to everyone, not just some people. Mm-hmm. That to the just your inner fears. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're all afraid of, you're afraid you are creating what you're projecting coming up for you. So that's a good perspective. I really like that as a haunted house.
See, if you ever need to make a house again, I'll help you.
As far as honestly, if I have the opportunity to make another haunted house, I would jump on it 100%, and you would have to be part of my creative team.
Oh yeah, I am your
creative team. We can tag team that. We can get that.
I can definitely create. All you got to do is just give me
the Tommy James house.
It's the brain. Yeah, they get big. This is the oh so smooth house. Oh, that sounds whack. Yeah, go inside. Go inside and see what happens. Okay. Come out there.
I mean, when you like to compare it to The Weeknd. The Weeknd house, it doesn't sound like a bad time, right?
No, it sounds like a Weeknd house.
It sounds like a fun vacation.
Yeah.
But when you went in that actual house, I did have the opportunity to go into that house. Mm-hmm. It was phenomenally done.
Right.
It was basically a giant art piece featuring gore.
And the music plays, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's great. So I love that.
They played his music the entire time. They had it hyped up on the front of the warehouse that they had it in. It had his face with like some of the ghouls that he had. The minute you walk in, you're like, oh, we're in a nightclub. And like the whole theme to it was like a nightclub gone wrong.
Okay.
So you go in and then all of a sudden you're in the nightclub and you're like, oh yeah, this is fun. You're going through it. And then all of a sudden it starts getting dark. You start seeing like botched Botox and like people's faces melting off and like people trying to alter their bodies in different ways that is just so gruesome. You see the gore, you see the scare element. You start seeing people pop out trying to get your attention with like that. I remember there was somebody with a needle sticking out of their face and I was like, don't you fucking get near me. Don't you fucking touch me. Don't even look at me. I don't want it. Needles. Nice. No, get out.
Nice.
It was such an impactful house for just being an art piece that I think if you made your own house at the Oh So Smooth house, mm-hmm. you could have some sort of hand in it just sounding like something small, but it being huge.
I could do it. I could do it. I'm telling you, if you ever need to, if for some reason it comes across your desk and it's like, hey, we're looking to create a new haunted house. Would you like to be involved? You let me know. I got ideas. Got a lot of them.
I'm calling you first.
I got a lot of ideas. All you got to do
will be my first call.
Just make me watch one scary movie and then let me go to bed. It's going to be fucking, it's like Heffalumps and Woozles from fucking Winnie the Pooh. I mean, I'll be playing in my head. I could create some shit if I have to. We can call it Night School Horror.
I'm sure if we had our own haunted house mm-hmm. for Night School Horror, mm-hmm. how would you have the story set up?
Oh man, depends. I think now. See, this one—that's a tough question because this would have to be actual thought process of utilizing the three of us. Each person would have to have their own kind of section of the house. So Matt would kind of have the weekend kind of house. That would be more like how the weekend did it. Like you said, I'd add a little more stabby stab because since he's more into the stabs and whatnot, so you can kind of utilize that for like Matt's section of the house. Mine would be more psychological. Everything is more in depth and more into with darkness and more of that's more my fear. So I would try to utilize that. So you're not getting you don't get stabby stabs. You're not getting pop-ups of like, ha ha, Michael Myers. Like you're not getting that. Not with me. Mine's all psychological. That's all occurring and everything is very, no strobey because I'm not a big fan of strobes, but I could see that being my side of thing. And then whatever your side of thing would, you're pretty much widespread. You're probably more massacre, you know, like insanely more shit. Because that's how I kind of.
What are you trying to say?
Cult leader shit. That's what I'm. That's what I see. Like, I think it would be a three-step house. You know, it would have to be kind of like three floors of a house. You know, maybe you start at the top, you have to work your way to the bottom. You woke up on the top floor, maybe the attic or something, and then you get Matt's part. Or maybe you could start with me there because that's more dark and gritty and whatnot up there, and then you work your way down. And I think that'd be pretty dope, though, to be honest with you. And in all, it could be in someone's head. It could be in somebody's brain. Three steps of the brain.
That is true. I see it more as like you walk into a school and there's like the main parts of the school. So like Matt would be the classroom.
Okay.
And he would have his setup of, you know, somebody gets stabbed in a lunchroom and then it's just an all-out war of people trying to kill you in a lunchroom. Kind of like a warrior situation where it's like you versus a classroom.
Sure.
And then we move out of the classroom. You're running down the hallway. You decide to hide like the gymnasium, which is yours, which would be like if you hide in the gymnasium, a bunch of weird psychological parts think you're safe and then all of a sudden the walls start to warp and things come down from the ceiling and your greatest fears, whatever they are, come to you, mm-hmm. whatever that may be. And then mine would be at the end when you're running outside and you're like trying to run past like the field or mm-hmm. the track and all of a sudden like arms start popping out of the ground out of the track and field and grabbing people by the ankles and trying to drag them down to hell. And if you make it past the fence, you're in the clear. Like you've escaped the school.
That's pretty good. I like that. I like that. I could definitely see that working too. And it makes sense of it. It's a story. It should be a story. And it's every section of the school, including the field, the football field, the track and field, is a different element of what you're dealing with. Like, you wouldn't like to be in any of these situations. And it would work out for anybody that's into horror because you're hitting different parts. So, oh, maybe you're scared of, you know, stabby stab, but you're fine with, like, the paranormal activity type of shit. So, at that sense, you would be able to, you'll be more scared in Matt's part, but you'll be fine when you get to mine. But then when they get to yours, it's like, oh, I don't like people touching me. So, you're pretty much on that point.
Get the trifecta of different fears put into one place, one house. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as going through the houses that you have previously, is there anything else that stood out to you that you liked or disliked or that you want to share with the class?
Not really. I feel like most of the houses that I've at least mentioned, I've touched on what affected me the most. I think the scare zones were a really good time when I was at HHN. I remember it was like a Mardi Gras theme they had on one of the scare zones. That was pretty dope. We were just kind of hanging out. I just remember getting like the light up cup and just having a drink and just standing there. And then, you know, they just, and you're just like, hello. And then you'd go and start drinking. So, and I do remember Jaws was still around at that time. So I was able to ride it again. And that was actually the last time I ever rode it before it closed. So that was the last time I rode Jaws.
So that was a fun and depressing time.
Yeah. Really upset. I mean, unless I go to Japan, I know it's still active in Japan. So, but they need to bring that shit back. How are you making another park and not thinking of bringing Jaws back? You can do it this time. You got money.
They do, especially with what they're doing now. They have the money. They have the means.
Yeah, do it.
But at that point, I'm going to leave you with a little bit of homework, actually, before we wrap up class. Okay. My homework for you is I need you to make a list and tell me what you think is better. The smaller houses with more jump scares or the bigger houses with less jump scares and more production.
Ah.
So by the time we talk about haunted houses or updated haunted houses again, I would need you to tell me which one you think would be better.
Okay. All right. I already wrote my homework down, so I'll make sure to do it when I get home.
Also, for everyone else, I need you to tell me which house you think would be better, because there are a ton of different houses and different opinions and different setups, and I just want to get a general consensus, because if I start to make haunted houses again, I want to be able to scare a mass majority of people and not just one every five.
Just let me, let me just, I can't draw, but I can definitely write. So,
oh, you're still helping. Yeah. You're still on the creative team.
Yeah. And then we can have Matt, when he shows up to class, maybe put some two cents in. He'll be like, you should probably get somebody to stow up and just stab him and shit. Like, all right. I'll stand over in the corner, sir.
Hey, if it works, it works.
People like it.
At that point, we're going to wrap it up here. And I hope everyone has a great night. And just remind yourself to stay out of dark hallways, because that's where the jump scares happen.
That's it?
Yeah. Have fun.
Just dark,
be scared.
Just dark hallways.
Yeah.
Stay out of the houses.
Stay out of dark hallways. No, go to the houses. They're fun and scary and enjoy both. Go in the houses. Just stay out of the dark hallways.
Oh, I'm not going in any of them, Professor.
I'm not going to fail you for it. I'm simply going to give you more work to do.